basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through, legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says, it's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Let's see who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good. Woo! You're listening to WJBR Internet Radio, Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese. I love you. That was Miss Dawn Tallman. Dawn Tallman. I just want to make sure that those listening can hear my voice. And yeah. Anyway, you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese. I'm feeling a little gospel housey. And so with that, how can we do gospel house without Kenny Bobian? Let's do it. I shall not be moved. listening to WJBR Internet Radio, Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese. I want to say a special hello and good morning to my friend Walt Taylor, who was rocking last night, playing some dope remixes, dope jams. Yo, Walt, we got to talk, man. We got to figure out a way for you to be the resident mix master on this show, because you was doing some things, man. I appreciate it. I'm a snob, a DJ snob, because I used to be a DJ with the ones and twos and back in the day, and you know, I tend to be kind of critical, and but you was doing the thing, and I was quite pleased, quite pleased. Good morning, Mom. I see my mother is listening this morning. I love you so much to pieces. Rezzy will be joining us soon. That's Therese Michelle. And but you know what? Stay right there. Stay right there. You know, Kenny got me right now, so I think we're going to stay with a little Kenny Bobby. And let's see if we can get a drop from Kenny this morning.
Hi, this is Kenny Bobian, and you're having brunch in the basement with Javon. Me too, and it's good, y'all. It's good.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Mr. Kenny Bobian. And I'm hoping that everybody is keeping themselves, I want to say safe, but I really want to say clean and safe. I'm not trying to turn into Pastor Armstrong here, but, if you are a praying person, it's not a bad time, to say some prayers, not only for yourself, but for others, your family, your loved ones, for everybody. And we need to pray for the orange clown, too. Just everyone in government to make sure that they are safe, keeping themselves safe, and that they come up with the right solutions, to the situations that we're going through right now. We need them to be on point. And I don't know. I just want everybody to be safe. This is a scary time for everybody. And I don't know. Let's chill. Let's bring it down a little bit right now. Let's do a little something special.
Turn your lights down low and pull your window curtain. Oh, let your moon come shining into our life again. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, it's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl, but it seemed I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl. Love. I want to give you some good love. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Yeah, I want to give you some good love. Turn your light down low. Never, never try to resist. Oh no,
nah, nah, nah.
Oh, let your love come shining in,
nah, nah, nah.
Into our lives again,
nah, nah, nah.
Saying, ooh, I love you,
I love you, I love you.
And I want you to know right now,
know right now.
Ooh, I love you.
Seconds of every day, and every chorus was written for us to recite.
Right.
Every beautiful melody of devotion every night. This potion might, this ocean might carry me in the wave of emotion to ask you to marry me. In every word, every second, and every third expresses a happiness more clearly than ever heard. And when I play them, every chord is a poem telling the Lord how grateful I am because I know him. The harmony is possessed, a sensation similar to your caress. If you ask and then I'm telling you it's yes.
Yes.
Stand in love, take my hand in love, God bless.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to give you some good, good loving. Turn your light down low.
Right now.
And pull your
curtain.
Right now.
And let your love come tumbling in.
Lilo Thomas, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
I just met a lady, Me love
between you and me.
I can't believe Hello.
Hello, Ms. Watts.
Hi there.
How are you? I'm so sorry. I know you're hearing an echo.
Yes, I am hearing an echo.
And I'm trying to fix it. You know what? I'm trying to do too much. I really
well,
am.
Take your time and breathe. Just take your time and breathe. It'll
you know. Oh, gee. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I can get my co-hostess to call, just call in, and we'll just do this by the phone.
Okay, well, you can call me if you'd like, whatever works for you. I'm here for you.
Okay, thank you so much, dear. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Therese, can you hear me now? Can you hear me? What the hell? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. So for whatever happened, for whatever, I just spoke with Rolanda Watt. She's really cool, a lot cooler than I had given her credit for. Thank you, Jesus. Because this has, you know, this is a little weird. Everybody who's watching and listening, we're trying something new, so it's a little weird. We may have to forego this whole video thing and just kind of call in.
Can you put her on your telephone and put her on speaker? Because I can hear you. You can hear, maybe you can hear it that way.
Let's try. Let's see. You hear me? You're hearing me through this hookup, through the microphone. So I am going to share the microphone. And now I'm echoing there. Hold on. We're going to get this together. Oh gee, hold on. But then we won't hear her on the podcast. So people who are listening back to the podcast. Although they can hear me, but that's because I'm on the phone. Hold on.
Hey, this is Walt. This is Walt.
Huh?
This is Walt Taylor.
Hello?
It's Walt. I'm on the line.
Hello, this is Walt. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Hello?
On. I can't.
Can you hear me?
I hear you through this Facebook, but I don't hear you on my phone.
Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you through Facebook. Yes, ma'am. Not on the phone. You got me muted on the phone. Yes, I can. I hear you very low. Not through the phone.
Aren't you calling my personal line? You hear me very low. Can you hear me through the phone now?
Nope.
The line. Now that I put him on the conference call, are you guys hearing feedback? That's because it's going through the. Hold on a second. Damn, I got too much.
Huh? Just tell me when you want me to speak.
What the hell happened to the phone?
I'm here.
I know you're here. I just don't see you. There you go. But guess what? All of it is recorded. And I was able to download our video from last night. I gotta look to see what I missed, though, you know?
Please stand by for a brunch in the basement with Javon and Tourette. He's going through some technical difficulties, but please stand
That's
by.
That's clear. And you can hear me, Pop.
I can hear both of you. Yes.
Okay, groovy, man. So now I know what to do. I'm going to call Ms. Rolanda Watts and put on here and see how we can merge her. I don't know how to do it.
All right, so I'm going to hang up then, okay?
Yes. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. I love you
so much.
It's nothing like being a producer. Thank you. Bye.
You know, okay, now. You know, I have never added a call before. Now, I hope she recognizes this number because she only knows the number for the show. If there is a background kind of thing, can you hear that? Does it sound like a echo?
No, I hear you fine.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Okay, I'm going to end up being a techie person by the end of all of this. I'm telling you.
Well, you know something, you learn as you go. And yeah, yes, that's the way you learn.
Can I say I love you? Can I just, is that okay?
It's okay. I love you too. You know something? I was doing podcasts. People were doing them. And I was on Blog Talk Radio, and I had to learn. Yeah, there were times. Yeah, that's what happens. You're learning something new. And so give yourself credit and don't beat yourself up because this is new. So there you go.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So. We have a fake studio audience and
a whole live audience.
We have the legendary Rolando Watts on the line. So of course we have to have a studio audience for you.
The good news is your audience may not be carrying the virus.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. You're the only talk show with an audience right now.
You know what? You're absolutely right. That's it. That's it. Yes, yes. So, and you also know that Therese is on the line. Therese, the wife of Monifa. Therese, the entrepreneur, the people's advocate, all things.
All right.
She's telling me to stop, to cut, because she's feeling shy. But, you know, this is Women's Month, and although we're so great to celebrate you, I want to celebrate all my sisters at every given opportunity. So I don't know whether or not you heard my introduction of you originally, so I'm going to say it again.
Okay.
Yes. So what I said in introduction was most of us know the recognizable name Rolando Watts due to her talk show in the 1990s or maybe due to her journalistic career. You certainly were a sight to behold on ABC's Eyewitness News. I watched the news just to see you. It was amazing.
Good.
You were amazing. back then, I was not where I am today, so I was just happy to see you, right? Maybe people recall you being on some of their favorite soap operas or the television show Sister Sister, or maybe right. They know you as a remarkably talented voiceover artist or some of the judge shows. I don't know, and maybe people know you for recently seeing you doing some stand-up comedy. I thought I was funny, and now I know I'm not. But, you know, it's cool, but you are. And, but what haven't you done? And you've done everything, and you're doing it all still, and you're remarkable. And New York City and Newark, New Jersey, each established an official Rolando Watts. Well, Rolanda Day, due to your community and humanitarian works and services. I mean, you're just amazing. You're on the board of advisors for the United Negro College Fund. Just so
yeah,
many.
I need to be on the board. On
oh,
the board
you're no
advisor.
Longer doing that. But that's wonderful that you were a part of that. You've just done so much. I believe you have your own podcast now. And
yes, I do. Rolanda on Demand.
Rolanda on Demand. Everybody, please, please listen, subscribe, support, and wow, just welcome. Just welcome.
Thank you. I've lived a long time.
Well, yes.
And I had to pay bills over all those years.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm very blessed that I do the things that I love. And I believe that God gives us all so many gifts. And, you know, when times change or industries change or you change or life changes, you have to make pivots and you have to recreate yourself a lot. And so I've always looked inside and found gifts that God gave me and tried to turn them into careers or at least streams of income in some way. And I think that that has served me well because I work for myself and I do what I want to do. And I have a life that's very independent, but it is a hustle. And you do have to do a lot of things to keep different streams of income coming. But I think that, you know, people used to call me schizophrenic. They would be like, well, are you focused? You're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing, yeah, I'm focused. I'm doing me, you know.
Exactly.
And I think that sometimes we have to break out of those boxes that confine us and explore that artist and entrepreneur in us. And now is the time to do that. I don't think there's ever been a time in my life on this earth where it has been more important to do more than one thing and to do things that make you happy. So, yeah, it's been a lot of risk. I mean, I have my ups and my downs, as any entrepreneur and artist does. But at the end of the day, do you do what you love? Absolutely. And lots of things I love. So that's my spiel.
But that's, you know what? That's living. Life is for the living, right?
That's right. That's right.
If you have the opportunity and the means and the wherewithal and the stamina to do what it is that you love to do. You know, me, I love this. I love interviewing interesting people and celebrating people that have always meant something to me, whether it be their music or their work or whatever it is, and bringing those people to an audience and just celebrating people. And I found the means, a way to do that and maintain my day job, because if I only did what I loved, I'd be very hungry right now because I'm not getting paid. But I'm just saying.
Well, listen, sometimes you go through that too.
Exactly. But, exactly.
Yeah. But you know, nowadays, you know, the podcast can bring you money. You know, you keep it up and keep building your audience, and next thing you know, you're going to have advertisers coming to you. So, you know, sometimes what we do, we're ahead of the curve a lot of times. Sometimes we're doing things that haven't caught up with us yet. But it's just about, you know, you have in your gut, you know you're doing the right thing. It's something you enjoy. It's some gift that you're giving to others. So, yeah, keep it up. Absolutely.
Therese looks like she has a question.
Thank you so much.
What's going on, Therese?
Just like, and that came from a legend herself, because, you know, she was well ahead of her. We're recently discovering that human beings have parts. You know, and all those parts can get fed simultaneously. Like that fox, oh boy, that fox has always not served us well. But you know, some people did well in the box, and you know, and it can't be fear based. I say that to her all the time. So thank you for really reiterating that. That came from a legend, and it's a soundbite, and I love it now.
Absolutely.
We share a mutual, very, very, very good friend of. This Irene Gandy, another legend in the game. And
absolutely. How much do we love Irene Gandy?
Yes, actually.
You know, you talk about support of sisters and the story. You know, for people who don't know who Irene is like the only black publicist on Broadway and the only publicist who's ever had her caricature in Sardi. But when I first moved to New York, I was 20-something years old, and Irene and B. Smith's restaurant wasn't even open yet. They still had the scaffolding up, and they put a table out, and all the women back in the day, Evelyn Cunningham, Helen, Hazel Dukes, all these big politicos and famous women of, you know, the Coalition of 100 Black Women. All these women came and surrounded me, and we had dinner. And Irene said, "This is our baby girl, and you take care of her."
Wow.
And I said, that is what helped launch my career. The Rolanda that you saw on the news and out there doing the talk show, it's because I had the back of my sisters, my big sisters like Irene Gandy and Bee Smith and so many other women who ran New York and still do. Emma Bowen, all these names are probably way older than you guys know. But these are women who put the pavement down for us to walk on. And that is why, you know, when you see, you know, when you see women or, you know, anybody that you admire, you got to remember all the ancestors behind those folks who helped put them there. And Irene Gandy is one of them, for sure, for sure.
Two-time Tony Award winner. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Dear friend, support, and just so many things. Thank you, because I'm going to drag her on this show.
Absolute producer of Fences, starting her own fur line. This is a woman who is well into living and still doing it every day.
Well,
I just want to let you know that there are people who are watching Therese and I on our live stream, and Ulysses Carter, a.k.a. Pops, wanted to let me know that you're also friends with Chaka Khan, and I am the ultimate Chakaholic, so he loves to get that in there whenever he can, just so that I can lose focus, but I am completely focused on this watch. I will lose my Chakaholic mind later.
Yes, that's my girl. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
But I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan too. I lose it when I see her too.
Oh my God, you don't know. The next weekend, we're not having, I'm not even going to have a special guest next weekend because her birthday's coming up. So I'm going to have a tribute to Chaka Khan next weekend. Feel free to tune in. I'll be on Facebook Live and everything else. We'll be streaming and playing Chaka music.
That's fabulous.
Yes, we're going to do it to death. And Ulysses also says that Rolanda Watts is legendary, which is true. You are a legend. And Walt wants us to tell you that he loves you.
Oh, I love you back, Walt. Thanks, Pops. Love you guys.
She loves y'all. Look at that. She loves all of us.
Love y'all.
Can we talk one second about your stand-up? I love that. Okay.
Sure. You know what? It's the craziest thing. I used to, I studied theater arts at Spelman and always wanted to be an actor and wanted to specialize in comedy. But when I got out of school, this is going back in the late 70s, early 80s, there were no, you know, Bill Cosby show wasn't even on the air yet. Spike was in school with me, so he hadn't even started making black movies yet. So there wasn't a lot of opportunity. And so I went and took the journalism route. And thank God I created a whole nother career there, but I always had in the back of my mind doing stage work. And even when I did my talk show, in between the commercial breaks, I'd be out there cracking jokes for the audience. I was, you know, loving doing that. So I had mentioned one day to my friend Kim Coles. I said, "Kim, I would love to do some stand-up one day." So she would have me go up and do improv with her when she was doing a show or something. And then she got married. She asked me to be a bridesmaid. She said, "Everybody's going to be up there doing a roast for me. I mean, like major comedians." And she goes, "I want you to get up and do some." And I said, "I'm not getting up there with all the other comedians." She says, "Girl, you told me you wanted to do this. Here's your opportunity." And I said, "Come on, Kim." She said, "I know you got 5 minutes of funny in you." Girl, I got on that stage. 17 minutes later, people were on the floor laughing. And Queen Latifah, Erica Alexander, all of them were like, "Girl, you need to do this. You need to do this." So I started taking workshops and started getting booked. And so I became a regular here in L.A. at the Comedy Store. I've done Caroline's on Broadway in New York, Flappers, Laugh Factory. And I just got booked for a show in Florida. So it's really, people are enjoying it, and I have fun. And, you know, we don't know where this may go. Like my own sitcom one day or one-woman show on Netflix. But it is a craft that I'm loving, and I told a friend of mine, I said, "You know, I'm really excited. I'm trying new things in my middle age." And she said, "Middle age? How many people you know 120 years old? So a lot of my jokes are about menopause, which I think is God's way of preparing us for hell. Because I've never felt temperatures that hot in my life. I talk about online dating because I've been waiting for Mr. Right for so long that I've become the man I wanted to marry. You know, I talk about life, you know, so it's a lot of fun. And I think in these times with the politics and the virus and the this and the that, if you can make people laugh, if I can make you forget, even for 10 minutes, the doldrum of life for just 10 minutes and have you laughing, then I've done something. I think I've added something to the human experience. And so that's my thing. In fact, I had a show next week, but I think it's been canceled because of the virus.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
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 Well, you all funny. You all funny.
Well, thank you, honey. There you go. Perfect. That live virus-free audience.
Yes.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. I think what I'm going to have to do is, since we don't have a show, I'm going to have to do my comedy on my podcast.
I am absolutely anywhere you are on the East Coast, for sure. And you should.
Yeah, well, listen, put this, mark your calendars now. Let's hope the virus goes away. But on 420, which you know is Pot Day, we're doing a big Yo Cannabis comedy show in New York City at Gotham.
Oh,
put that
okay.
on your calendars. We're going to be cracking jokes about cannabis and weed, which is great for menopausal women.
Yes, it is.
Really? Hello. And we're going to have a good time. So hopefully the virus will, I don't know what's going to happen, but at this point, that's what we have on the record.
Wow. Well, I'm putting that down, and I'll definitely be there if there's a there to be. Like you said, with the virus. You know, it's a scary thing, you know? Never. Do you miss being a news broadcaster journalist? Like, right now, there's so much to report on.
Yes, I do. There are times when I feel that I just want to jump in the fray and go ask some questions, and really, because there are times I'm really concerned about our journalism right now. I get concerned that there are too many people who want to be on TV but don't have the skills to be journalists, and that concerns me. I'm not big into politics, but I do, which it seems to be the big story. Now the virus is the big story. But, you know, I was very much a commentator on HLN and CNN and MSNBC during the Black Lives Matter and, you know, police brutality and crime and murder. That seems to be more my lane. But politics, I'm not so much into the day-to-day politics as much as I am about how politics affect people. That I can talk about. But, you know, who shot Johnny Beck and all that, no. We'll get into the details of it.
Yeah.
So there are times I do miss it in the areas that attract me. But overall, no, I don't want to be in the political fray so much.
And on your podcast, is it live? Is it visual? And what kind of subjects do you Rolanda on Demand? That's already huge.
It's called Rolanda on Demand. Remember, it's Rolonda, not A. Oh, my mama didn't want people going Rolanda. So
you know, I did make that error, and I apologize.
Well, that's all right. Now you know. But, yeah, my podcast is basically anything I want to talk about. Like the last podcast I did, what did we talk about? A couple of the last ones, we talked about what we can take away from Kobe Bryant's life. What is the Mamba mentality, and how can we apply that in our own lives? And I spoke with a neuroscientist about how we train our brains. I spoke with Dr. Maya Angelou and Della Reese, two of their last interviews. I've got Carol Burnett, Jack Canfield about branding. I talk about lady lifts and pussy Pilates. We talk about that. We talk about menopause. We talk about, just everything. It's just whatever I want to talk about. But usually it's about the business of comedy, because I'm on a business network, so I always try to turn in a little business in there, something that'll get you jazzed, you know, help you with your business. But it's full of laughs, like it's like the last one I did, just because I was feeling silly and I was feeling like we need a break from the politics. I did a whole show on weird and wacky fun facts about American presidents. It's like, who liked a skinny dip in the Potomac River? You know, who? What two presidents died on the same day? What president used to work at Baskin-Robbins and therefore he hates ice cream? I mean, fun stuff like that.
Okay, so I do know the one about the two. There were two presidents that were very similar in their lives and deaths, actually. JFK and Abraham Lincoln, correct?
Well, they weren't friends.
No, they
weren't. The same day. They might have been similar.
But right.
Jefferson and Adams were best friends turned political foes and died on the same day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Go back and listen to Rolando on Demand, girl. There's some fun facts. And if you have teenage kids who are not into history, because the reality is I flunked U.S. history twice, I think. And I was like, if they had fun facts like this, I might have actually passed the doggone class. But it's fun to listen to
and
with kids, too.
That's an interesting fact, being that you were a journalist. You know, you tend to think that people who cover the news and current events know history, and they're like these great historians as well as current, you know, they have
well,
all this
that
knowledge.
That is the irony, because I am a historian, but let me tell you something. I know U.S. history now because I took it twice.
Okay.
See what flunking things can do for you?
This is true. You got a point. Wow. Is there anything that you have not yet done or tried that you are thinking about dipping your toe in the pool of, but you're a little intimidated?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I tell you, singing is the only thing that makes me blush and get embarrassed.
Singing?
But singing. Now, I can belt. I can belt some songs. And my thing is, if I ever did a Broadway show, which I would love to do, I'm going to have to sing, probably.
Yeah, probably.
So that's something I would have to really but you know something? But I have this saying, that when you're prepared, you're no longer scared.
Mm.
And half of life is preparation. You know, when you're prepared and you know what you're doing and you got your lines and you know where you hit that spot and what time the camera turns on and what you then you're okay because you're working. You got a plan. You know what you're doing. But as far as being prepared, like taking those workshops, you know, writing my scripts for comedy and the rest, that keep me, that keep me prepared, and it takes away the fear and the whatever that is, the agita that you get.
Wow.
Wow.
That's great to live. Great words to live by.
Yeah.
If you're prepared, there's no need to be scared like
uh-huh.
that.
When you're prepared, you're no longer scared. So it's something that you want to do, take those classes. Talk to people who are doing this thing. And the more you know about something, the more comfortable you are, and the more you can do. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to work on, a Broadway show.
Perfect.
Well, Therese thinks you should do a musical.
Okay. Now, you got it. You know, it's funny because I do a lot of animation. You know, I'm Professor Wiseman on Curious George. I do Lego City Adventure, Madagascar, Tyler Perry's, his first animation, his only animation, Medea's Tough Love. And their character voices, a lot of times I do auditions, I have to sing as a character. And I can do that, you know, but me sitting up singing an Alicia Keys song, I don't know about all that.
So singing as a character is one thing, and singing as Rolanda is a different.
Rolanda is a whole different story.
That is something else. That, you know, I never thought about that. That's something. It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense.
You remember Erica on All My Children?
Absolutely.
When I interviewed Susan Lucci, I said to her, I said, "You are so different than Erica. I mean, you are the sweetest, most demure." I said, are there ever times when the character Erica helps you in real life? And she said, yes. Yeah. She said, my family is, everybody skis but me. And she says, and when I'm up on that hill and I'm scared to death, I say, what would Erica do? And she goes, and I push off and fly down that hill. So sometimes it helps us just to say, you know, what would, and who, fill in that blank, what would Maya Angelou do right now? What would Rolanda, what would, you know? So it's sometimes good just to psych yourself out so you can get through things that make you nervous.
Well, of all the things that you have done, can you tell us about one thing that you might have been scared or you felt unprepared to do, and to your surprise, you knocked it out the box? The only reason why I'm assuming that you knocked it out the box is because I've never seen or heard of you doing anything that was not a success. So was there anything that you were ever a little nervous about before you did it and you came out of it like, wow, this was pretty cool?
Yeah, my talk show. Because I had Roger King, who was the big producer who did Oprah, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, you know, Inside Edition. He'd been asking me for 5 years before I did the Rolanda show to do a show. And I kept saying, I'm a journalist. I don't do talk shows. You've already got an Oprah. You don't need me. So he was producing a show that wasn't doing well. He didn't want to lose his time slots, and he didn't want to lose his advertisers. And I'm known for live TV, and he says, I need a favor from a friend. And when you say that, what am I supposed to do? So he said, I need you to do this talk show, and I need you to do it in 2 weeks. I said, but I'm working for Inside Edition. I'm about to go cover a murder story in D.C. He said, well, you go cover that murder story and come back because you're going to do a show. You're going to be on the air in 2 weeks. We didn't have a pilot. We didn't have any idea what the show was going to be. And I was going to be going from local news to Inside Edition, and now all over the world I was going to be seen doing something I didn't even – I had no idea I was going to do. And it was like walking out on stage buck naked saying, hey, everybody, I don't know what the show is going to be or what I'm about to wear, but just stay tuned. And we had like 8 different shows just to survive. And so – you know what, I'm going to tell you, what I this show that I never, ever considered that I'd be a talk show host, never thought about that, it's why I'm known by one name now. So sometimes people see things in you that you don't even see in yourself. And you have to be open to those possibilities. And, you know, I think back, boy, I should have said yes a long time before, 5 years. But it was the pivotal turning point of my life and pretty much what I'm known for, you know. So you never know when that big thing may be coming. There may be something waiting for you that you don't even know is waiting for you yet.
Yeah.
But you have to stay open and prepared every way. And here's the other thing. I was very frustrated in news because, you know, they weren't advancing black people the way they were white people. I would sit on that weekend desk and watch those white boys sit positions Monday through Friday, and I would still be on that desk. 10 years I sat on that weekend desk. Now, the Sunday show was the highest-rated show of the entire week, which that helped. And but I was still frustrated. But that man, Roger King, was watching me, and he didn't see me cut up, have no attitude, didn't see me pouting, saying things, ain't it? He watched me. And he said, they are never going to put you Monday through Friday. Come over here and do the show.
Wow.
And here was somebody who understood the frustrations that we go through. You know, so you never know who's watching you. When you're going through your stuff, and we all go through stuff, don't forget, keep your attitude correct because somebody's watching you.
What is that?
I don't know what that sound is.
Uh-oh, hold on, nope. Hold on. What in the world?
Hello.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Oh, geez. Let me call you back. I'm going to call you right back.